Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Tom Ackerman. Debbie Monterey looks at the alarming number of people who suffer strokes every year.
Did you know that every 40 seconds in the United States, someone has a stroke? And the result of that is more than 795,000 people in the United States who will need someone to care for them. Lana Wilhelm is an RN and a certified case manager, and she has experienced this herself. Lana, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You had this happen to you. Your husband had a stroke, and your experience dealing with that led you to write Stroke and the Spouse, a guide for the survivor's care partner. Really helpful information, because those numbers, those statistics are insane. I knew a lot of people suffered strokes, but every 40 seconds?
Yes, it is amazing how many people do have strokes, and it's all different age groups. I've worked with people as young as in their 20s and as old as in their 90s. So it's not a disease that you think of that happens to someone in their 80s and 90s any longer. It can happen to any of us at any time.
And the results of the stroke can impact a person in a variety of ways. So it's not as if every stroke survivor has the same issues, which also adds to that difficulty. I imagine you, well, I shouldn't imagine, I would think that as a nurse, somebody in the medical field, you might have been a little better equipped than the rest of us who just kind of sit there shell-shocked trying to, you know, take all of this in. But was that the case? Did you, to be on the other side of it, what was that like?
You know, I was like you. I thought if everything happened in my family, I would be well prepared. I would be at the top of my game. But when it actually happens to a loved one, I was just like any person with medical knowledge or non-medical knowledge. I was in that seat looking at my husband thinking, is he going to come home with me? What's going to happen? And that fear and that shell shock is right there because it happens very suddenly. This is not something, a stroke is not something that you see coming. My husband left to go to the store and never left the garage. So you just never know when it's going to happen. When I was at the intensive care unit and I looked around and I saw all the other family members who also had that same look in their face. And as a nurse, I had been on the other side of the bed for many years and helped guide people through it, answered questions, did everything I thought I could do. But really, I had no idea what that caregiver was truly experiencing until I experienced it myself.
And while the medical professionals in a hospital can be wonderful in helping your loved one who had the stroke, their training is not necessarily to tell you as the loved one what to do when you leave the hospital. So what were some of the biggest things right away that you were dealing with?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing was the volume of people that came into the room to care for my husband from different specialties, providing multiple types of information. It was overwhelming. And trying to remember who came in, when they came in, because, you know, as the caregiver, you don't really sleep. You don't really eat very well. You're just in a state of shock. And you know, you just get overwhelmed. And, you know, the thing that they constantly were asking is, do you have any questions? Well, you're so overwhelmed, you don't even know what questions to ask. And so that was probably the first hard thing to deal with. And the second one was, you know, caregivers are so important in the hospital because, you know that person. You've known them for many years. And the staff, although they are wonderful and did a great job of assessing my husband, that's the first time they've met him. So I was able to pick up on a lot of little subtle changes that, you know, prevented bigger problems. You know, for example, I would come in the morning and they would say, you know, you had a pretty good night. And I'd be like, no, something's not right this morning. And we could then work together as a team to evaluate where he was at.
I like that. One of the things, because you mentioned, and I experienced this when my dad had a stroke, you're right. People are coming in constantly. They're telling you things. Half of it you don't even understand, or at least I didn't. You have the stroke medical diary to just write this stuff down. You know, when did it happen? What happened? Who are these people coming in, so you can keep it straight? So that is something I didn't think to do because I just sat there just overwhelmed. Another thing that I think is important is you kind of have a checklist of you get home and here are things that you have to think about, you have to get, you have to assess.
Absolutely. Debbie, it was they said that he was coming home and, he was doing well in rehab. And, our feeling of doing well is he's going to come home to be this exact same person he was. Well, that's not the case. And then coming home, also, you realize that person that you've been living with, they have certain roles they do, and you have certain roles. And, going to the hardware store was not my cup of tea. Send me to Target, and I've got it. But the hardware store is not that. So what I did was, in the book, I made a list of everything you could possibly need to think about before going home. And the one thing that I developed was, I tell people, routinely, take a video of coming into your house, walking through your house, and discuss it with the therapist. And the reason being is, when they ask you all these questions, and you kind of forget, oh gosh, how many steps are there? What's in this room? What's in that room? And this way they can look at it, and they can actually say, oh, you probably want to move this, or oh, this could be an issue, or wow, we need to work with your husband on these steps. And it really gave them a visual of what is needed in the home. And then while they're in rehab, it's so important that you take that time to prepare not only your home, but your family and yourself for your loved one coming home, because it's going to be a change. It's going to be a big change in all of your lives. And take that time to figure out how you're going to do this.
Another thing that I think is great that you point out is not just what do you ask the doctor and what are you asking the therapist, but what do you tell your loved one? Because depending on, their cognitive ability to understand what has happened, how do you address to them what happened?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that because after about 9 months, I was talking to my husband, and he has absolutely no memory of his whole time in the intensive care unit. His thought was, if he wasn't in pain, then obviously he wasn't close to death. And so he could not understand why I was so protective and watching everything and doing all these things. And when I explained it to him, it truly was a surprise to him because he didn't really remember a lot of that. When you have a stroke, it's almost like your brain has to, like a computer, has to reboot, and not everything comes back. So that was really very, very difficult that he could not remember those things. The other thing is trying to be very honest with them on what they can or cannot do. When I brought my husband home, it was sort of like bringing home a toddler. We had to kind of start there. And then we got to that phase of being a teenager where he was very rebellious. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this, And so that was really hard for someone that, had a partnership and he had always been very, very independent.
For sure. And one last thing that I want to ask is, what about the caretaker? What about you? I mean, it gets overwhelming and sometimes there's not a lot of help. So it's important to have some time to yourself as well.
Absolutely. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint and it's a life change. Absolutely. And friends and family are wonderful and they're there to support you. But again, it's a marathon. So, you have to figure out how you're going to make it work. And so I did not do that very well initially. And so after about a year, I went to my doctor and I was a mess. My blood pressure was up. I had a couple ulcers and I realized how important it was to take care of me because then I couldn't take care of him. Some of the key things that I highly recommend is find a day for yourself. If you can leave the house, walk around outside for a little bit, but just try to do things that you can do. The other thing I highly, highly recommend is support groups, to talk to other women and men and that have experienced this and get it. You have been through this with your father, but not everybody gets what you're experiencing. And so it's hard to understand. And, you know, after a while, friends and family will ask, oh, how's everything going? And really, everybody just wants to hear, it's good, it's fine. And you know, you move on. It's just part of life.
The book is called Stroke and the Spouse. It's a guide for the survivor's care partner. Lana Wilhelm is a nurse, and she's here in St. Louis, folks. So you can get this book at the Mercy Gift Shop or on Amazon, or go to strokecaregiverconnection.com. Is that right?
Correct. Those three are the best options available.
All right. Lana Wilhelm, thank you so much for this. And I know it'll help a lot of people. And we hope you have a great holiday season.
You as well, Debbie. Thank you so very much.
Again, it's Debbie Monterey with registered nurse Lana Wilhelm, who